Hello and welcome to the episode 8 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. It seems like today we get mostly good news and good vibes from the Beatles' history. Let's see. On the 8th of January 1963, the Beatles, having completed their Scottish tour on the 6th of January, moved from Aberdeen to Glasgow to record an appearance on the TV children program Round Up, miming a playback of their forthcoming single, Please Please Me. The filming of the performance took place at the Theatre Royal in Glasgow. The programme was aired today, exclusively in Scotland, from 5 to 5.55pm. Please Please Me was to be released on the 11th of January. In 1964, the 13th night of the Beatles' Christmas special was featured at the Astoria Cinema in London, with the two usual shows per day, each concluded by a 25-minute performance by the Fabs. Same story in 1965, with the 13th night of the Another Beatles Christmas Show production at the Odeon Cinema in Hammersmith, London. Two performances in a day, with the Beatles featured in the usual two comedy sketches and the 11 song closure of each performance. In 1968, George Harrison finally reached Bombay, India, and began getting ready to complete his soundtrack for the Wonderwall feature film, recording local musicians. The 8th of January 1969 saw the Beatles at the Twickenham Film Studios for the fifth day of rehearsals for the Get Back TV special and their filming. All in all, it was a good day, with the band finally playing with some enthusiasm and exuding a generally good vibe. Two of Us, Don't Let Me Down, I've Got a Feeling, I'm in Mine, Let It Be, The Long and Winding Road and One After 909 were all performed extensively today. Other songs were tackled with much less enthusiasm. George's All Things Must Pass, for example, or Paul's She Came In Through the Bathroom Window and Maxwell's Silver Hammer. John brought a May 1968 piece to the fore, Mean Mr. Mustard, already sounding pretty much as the version released in Abbey Road, with the exception of Pam being called Shirley at this stage. Two old Lennon-McCartney compositions were briefly tried out today, Just Fun and Too Bad About Sorrows. After the latter, John uttered the remark that is the only piece of audio included in the Let It Be album actually coming from the Twickenham rehearsal days. Queen says no to pot-smoking FBI members, heard just before For Your Blue in the album. On this date in 1970, between 9 and 11pm, at the Olympic Sound Studios in London, George Harrison had his last recording on Beatles material before the anthology sessions on Free as a Bird, overdubbing a vocal track on For Your Blue. After that, engineer Glyn Johns completed the stereo mix of this song, plus a remix of Let It Be, to be used for a single release. This concludes today's episode. Please check www.simonmas.com/support to find ways to support What a Fab Day and my other music-related projects. Remember that I am preparing a special version of some of the episodes, with a bit more extra curiosities thrown in for good measure. This version of the podcast will be available to those that support me the most, as a special thank you. Keep in mind that this is a little extra icing on the cake and that I am not leaving out any Beatles action from the podcast. On my website, you will also find a form to contact me with any idea or constructive criticism. I will try my best to reply to each message and to incorporate what I can. In the description instead, you'll find the usual link to a complete list of songs recorded during the Get Back sessions, and the Amazon affiliate link through which you can buy the sources I have used to write the episodes, should you feel inclined to delve into that material by yourself. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.